This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. BOGO is back for 1 week only. Buy one and get one of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm free. Order at EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie BOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You know, the president has been really clear that congressional Republicans, that extreme MAGA agenda that you heard him talk about last week, is a threat to the rule of law.
Well, first it's not extreme enough, and then it's too extreme. Where do you want it? Just forget it, Carmen. You don't know what you're doing.
We got out 60% of the documents for the Russiagate investigation. 40% remain. President Trump declassified those specific documents. And this entire raid on his house, I believe, was to prevent the disclosure.
I fear you're underestimating the sneakiness, sir.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Well, I think we're going to be, quote, living with this virus well beyond 2024. I would hope that as we approach 2024, we will get much, much more of a control over it.
Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Recession is when your neighbor loses his job. A depression is when you lose yours. A recovery is when Dr. Fauci loses his.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. I want to play some Brandon cuts here from this afternoon. It was another classic performance. And I think if I had to pick one thing out, it would be that he goes to Pennsylvania, which he claims is one of his home states, to endorse the Democrat candidates for statewide office, and then proceeds to mix them up. Cut 27.
Please elect the Attorney General of the Senate. Elect that big old boy to be governor.
Only thing is, the big old boy Fetterman is running for Senate, and the Attorney General is running. Shapiro is running for governor. But other than that, he's sincere. He knows them very well. So he begins with kind of a creepy aside. He's talking to this little girl. Listen to this. Cut one.
Thank you. How are you, baby? How old are you? How old are you? Almost double figures.
Yikes. 844-500-4242. Cut four.
By the way, please sit down. I'm sorry. Please sit down. I keep forgetting. I thank you. But look.
Doesn't he have a teleprompter on? How did he lose his place on the teleprompter? Just by saying, please sit down. Cut six.
Community policing that builds public trust and strengthens public safety.
Huh? Huh? Can I hear that one again, please?
Community policing that builds public trust and strengthens public safety.
Okay. So now he comes to the racial part of the speech. There are many times when he says things that are that would be considered cancelable offenses if a Republican had said it. And this is one of those moments. Cut eight.
If I can just interject for a moment, my deceased son, Bo, he was the Attorney General of the state of Delaware. And what he used to do is go down in the east side, called the Bucket, highest crime rate in the country. There's a place where I was the only white guy that worked as a lifeguard down in that area.
Corn Pop?
The east side. And you know where you can always tell where the best basketball in the state is and the best basketball in the city is. It's where everybody shows up. He'd go down and hang out and sit on the bench with my grandson, who's now 17 years old. And the police used to be in the car, the local city police. And he'd walk up and bang on the window. Say, get out of the car, damn it, meet these people. Let them see you. Let them know you. Let them know who you are.
So he said, you always know where the highest crime areas are. And then he said, it's where the best basketball is. And then he described the people in the bucket as these people.
Saying he was the only white lifeguard.
That's an old story, the white lifeguard. That's when he ran into Corn Pop.
Right, but he accentuated it as if to say he was the only white guy there.
Right.
And then he followed it up with, that's where the best basketball is.
And it's also the highest crime area, the bucket. That's what he said. Don't blame me. And here, now again, you know, you talk about community policing. And, you know, the cops, the community activists are always complaining that the cops won't get out of their cars. Cut 9.
We went from having enough cops on the street to cities doing well and then deciding they don't need more police officers. So they reduced the police forces. So you didn't have two cops in every vehicle. You had one cop in every vehicle. And I don't blame one cop for not getting out in some certain neighborhoods, not getting out of the car.
Wait a second. Some cities decided they didn't need to spend more money on police. Can we have that cut from 2020? When he was answering a question at a...
Become the enemy. They're supposed to be protecting these people. So my generic point is that...
Can we agree that we can redirect some of the funding?
Yes, absolutely.
So he was for redirecting the funding in 2020, and now he says there's not enough funding, that funding has been cut too much. Well, we have a fact checker on that. Speaking of fact checks, cut 16.
I went to every major school shooting around in the country since I was a chairman of the Judiciary Committee all the way through as vice president and president.
Can we get a fact check on that?
Can we get a translation on that?
Every major school shooting.
All the way through vice president, president.
Okay, Joe. What is your arsenal currently consist of? Cut 15.
I have two shotguns at home. I can't, it's a long story, but I'm not opposed to guns. But I support the Second Amendment. And I support the Second Amendment. But the Second Amendment.
What?
I know how to oppose a gun.
Did he say that? Let me hear that one again.
I have two shotguns at home. I can't, it's a long story, but I know how to foes the guns.
I know how to foes a gun.
Well, who doesn't? That's pretty. That they teach you in the basic firearm safety classes.
I foes, you foes, he, she, it foeses.
Right.
All right. I'd say, yeah, you can.
It's a long story, but I know how to foes the guns.
Not a foes the guns.
What are you talking about, Jack? I know how to foes a gun. Come on, man. What are we doing?
You just
not a joke.
It. You just foes it into the air. Get on your porch and foes it into the air. Cut 11.
But here's the point. Simply jogging. Sleeping on their homes. You know, they made headlines or not. They have a lot of lost souls.
Headlines?
Sleeping on their homes. This is the guy last week he said he was sitting in his dining room table. Now he's talking about people sleeping on their homes. Cut 21.
When they got out of jail, they get $25 on a bus ticket and they end up under the same bridge that they're under before.
They get 25 cents?
25 bucks is about equal to 25 cents now.
Yeah, now that Brandon's been president for 21 months or whatever it is. They get out of jail and they get 25 cents. Okay, now we're back to the January 6th lie here. Cut 23.
Do you ever think the United States, that would happen? What I find even more incredible is the defense of it. Cops attacked and assaulted. Speared with flagpoles, sprayed with mace, stomped on, dragged, brutalized. Police lost their lives as a result of that day. Police lost their lives.
No, the police officer the next day died of a stroke, okay? A stroke. The only person who lost their life that day, or the only person who was shot that day, was an unarmed Trump supporter. A woman named Ashley Babbitt, and she was shot by a Capitol police officer. The only Capitol police officer in 2021 that was killed by a Nation of Islam supporter from Indiana, who's probably a Biden voter in all likelihood. All right. We give away every day. Grace and I both give away $50 on our show in Brandon Bucks. And all you have to do to enter the contest to win $50 a day, twice a day, every weekday, is to go to HowieCarShow.com, HowieCarShow.com, and enter your email address on our master list. HowieCarShow.com, enter your address on our master, your email address on our master list, and you are entered to win twice a day. $50 in Brandon Bucks. It's time to announce today's $50 for Gas Money winner. Congratulations, Richard. You have won $50 for gas from Howie and Grace. Look for an email from store at Howie Car Show with instructions on how to collect your $50. If you want $50 for gas from Howie and Grace, go to HowieCarShow.com and sign up for a chance to win $50 in gas money. I'm Howie Car.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this. Got hate mail?
You bloated idiot! You stupid fatter, you!
Send it to Grace at HowieCarShow.com.
(844) 500-4242. Another fine performance by Brandon. With HelloFresh, I've learned that my busy fall schedule does not mean I have to compromise on wholesome, delicious meals. Get 16 free meals across 7 boxes with code Howie16 at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. HelloFresh.com/Howie16. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should Jeff Diehl agree to a rematch debate with Chris Doty on the Howie Carr Show, as Doty already has?
Yes, he should.
97% say yes.
You're not opposed to guns.
Officer Mark says, bonus points for the obligatory mention of the dead son, Bo. And also, I never practiced community policing using garbled English. Yeah, he's a mess. 844-500-4242. People want to talk about the governor's race. We'll stick with the governor's race till the bottom of the hour, and then we'll go to Let's Go Brandon. But that's going to be it for the day. Nate, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nate.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for having me. I'm the one that called you beforehand and asked you to ask both candidates the last time how many signature sheets they had already signed up. I think
yes.
We're at the point now where they could answer definitively how many did you do, because I was able to do some. Plenty of normal people in our state have, and both these guys suck. We seriously have zero metrics and know anything about either of them that's definitive. It's just one taking a shot at the other about nonsense, quite honestly, not what are they going to do for us in the state and people in general. I don't know what your feeling is, Howie, but that's kind of mine.
Well, I mean, I'd just like to do one more debate, you know? I mean, that one debate is just not enough, you know? And I mean, again, Jeff, you know, Chris turned down that one debate on the radio station in Boston with the other guy. And, but Jeff has turned down like 9 or 10 debates. I mean, what's he going to do when he's running against Mara Healy? I mean, he's got no money compared to, Mara Healy's got like $10 million. What's he going to do?
I agree with you. And there, I mean, quite honestly, we need Kerry Lake is who we need, because both of them are terrible. But both of them have lied. Doty lied to me and said that the other guy on the radio station never contacted him, which was an outright lie. I believe in both you and the other guy. Okay, I love both your shows. One's got the morning covered, you've got the afternoon. It's great. We need more of you. Quite honestly, Howie, you and the other guy should be our candidates for governor, and they'd stand a better chance. Let's just put it that way.
If nominated, I will not run, as William Tecumseh Sherman said. You know the rest of it, Nate.
Yeah, I know. But that said, Doty lied to my face about that, and Diehl has obviously lied. So they're both snakes in the grass. They both should get there and debate, and people have to hold their feet to the fire, not let them just trash each other. But seriously, what are you going to do for the people of the Commonwealth? You know, Deal's talking about giving state workers their jobs back. Really, after 2.5 years, they haven't moved on and probably found a better paying job. That's a real policy position. That's stupid.
Well, I mean, it's a good start. It's a good start. I mean, if they want their jobs back, I would give them their jobs back, too. But, you know, you're right. I mean, again, we just want to just get them in here. I mean, I think they thought the debate was fair the first time. So, I mean, let's come in for one more hour. That's all. You know, one more hour. That's it. And it could be any night this week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. 844-500-4242. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. I just have to say, I had to call in because right before the top of the hour was the funniest radio I've heard in a long, long time. I think that what you're seeing, what you're hearing, is the Jeff Deal campaign simply imploding at this point. They are so beside themselves that Chris Doty is got momentum and is making inroads here in Massachusetts that they don't know what to do. So they're completely afraid of coming in and debating. He obviously got clobbered in the first debate. We all know, even the people who called in would admit that Maura Healey has an easier time beating Jeff. So they really have just no excuse for what's going on right now.
Who's going to be easier for Maura Healey to defeat?
Jeff Deal, by far.
Was that a trick question? I'm not really into trick questions, but sometimes I guess I've done it over the years, but that was not one of them. Thanks for the call, Peter. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Are you serious, Howie? Don't bash Hannity, Howie. Do not bash Hannity, okay? Because you're not any different, okay? And by the way, where are you? Are you in Florida right now?
No, sir. I'm in Norfolk County. I'm in God's country. Okay.
Take a ride. Can you even find a Doughty sign? There's only four. It's on Elizabeth Warren's lawn, okay, Maura Healey's, and probably Chris Dudu and freaking Kate.
Okay.
So the Massachusetts people have spoken, okay? They have spoken, all right?
So wait. So if he's running away with it, then there's nothing to lose for coming in, right?
Listen.
What's the problem with coming in?
How come he didn't go on Jeff Koonis' show last week or 2 weeks
ago? I don't know why he did. Why did Jeff not go on nine different debates, Dan? Why did Jeff turn down nine different debates? Why do you think that was?
How about when you helped Kate find her words during the debate with Alan the other day?
I don't believe I did. What did I do?
Yeah, you did. She was like stumbling, and I heard you. You want to play back the tape? Play back the tape, Howie.
I forget what the term was, but that did happen.
So are you? It sounds like you're working for Doughty.
Doughty. But who do you think would be easier? Who do you think would be? Wait a second. Who do you think would be easier for Healey to defeat?
Listen, Deal's the guy. Healy's scared, and Doodoo is only there to freaking help Brad Deal. That's the only reason he's there. He ain't going to win. You're lying about the numbers.
Is Deal going to win? Thanks for the call. We're going to move on. To Let's Go Brandon. What has Brandon done to you? Shrinkflation, inflation, etc. Shortages. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I was off yesterday, so we didn't do Let's Go Brandon. But it's time now for that weekly segment.
The phrase is Let's Go Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
The Brandon administration.
Let's go, Brandon.
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 Joe Brandon, I agree.
So we want to hear your stories at our new text line number. Text Howie to 617-213-1066, 617-213-1066. 1066, or you can call in to 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Your stories of inflation, shrinkflation, shortages, just anything that is, and again, we're getting more and more calls and texts about the electric bills and home heating oil bills. This is going to be a terrible winter unless something happens. But the Reddit thread on shrinkflation is always a good place to start. So we start with Folgers Colombian coffee. The can, there used to be, they still have, you know, larger cans, but the size that most people buy keeps shrinking. It used to be a pound, then it was 14, 12. And here's a picture of the Folgers can going from 10.3 ounces to 9.6 ounces. So again, you're not supposed to, you know, notice it, but a lot of people have the old can around.
And you're convinced this is going on with your favorite cracker brand.
I am. I walked into the basket in Bourne, and I like Townhouse crackers, and it looked like I was buying the baby package. I asked Matt to see if he could find it anywhere, and I don't see anything now. But the problem is, I ate all the crackers and I threw out the box, so I don't have the old box to compare the new box to.
You going to be dumpster diving behind the building later?
No, it's long. That box is long gone. But it was, now it's 13.8 ounces. I could have sworn it was more like 15 or 16 ounces. Okay, this is for Dollar Tree yarn. Different links. It's gone from 60 grams, I guess 60 grams to 50 grams. 16%, 0.7% in decrease. Okay, the family size used to be the normal size. This is Nesquik. Now it's more expensive and you get less for the normal size. And then we come to something I'm familiar with, Keebler Chips Deluxe. The old size, the old family size, 17.2 ounces. The new size, only 14.6 ounces, but the good news is it's the same price, Taylor. The price hasn't gone up when they took out 2.5 ounces.
How benevolent.
844-500-4242, 978. I pay my electric bill on a budget plan. In March 22, my electric bill was $149. In August, it was $170, a 14% increase, and I didn't use AC in August. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Howie, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
But I have to ask you about your geographical recollection of where the market basket is. I mean, is Sagamore considered part of Bourne?
That's what it says in the on the website.
I think it is. Bourne's one of the biggest towns on both sides of the bridge and all.
I think the market basket in Bourne this time of year is their number one place too for sales. I think maybe Revere, Chelsea, followed by Waltham is in the off season is the number one place. But it's a great place to go.
I agree, actually, 1,000%. If you got to get lobsters down there, they're like the cheapest place you can get some chicks, you know. But anyway, what I would like to tell you about is, you know, in Bourne, when you come over the bridge, we don't have a Stop and Shop, a Market Basket, or anything. All I know is we got little shops like West Falmouth and down there and basically Comet, Cassett, and they're all competing for, you know, you go buy a steak, it's like $25 a pound.
I know. It's that way. That's that way everywhere, Paul. You know, I mean, I hate to say it, but you go to the small places are somewhat getting more and more unaffordable. You have to go to the bigger places, don't you?
It wasn't that way. Like 2 years ago, you know, I go over to my local store, you know, you get a steak for like $15 a pound and a nice one, you know?
Yeah.
Now you're like buying prepackaged and it's, you know, you can't even get the one behind the butcher counter.
Yeah. I know. Thanks for the call, Paul. 844-500-4242. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Good evening, Captain.
How you doing?
I'd like to, I'm doing all right. I'd like to thank Brandon for making it so financially impossible to buy American-made products. I always try to buy anything over $100 I spend my money on. I want it made in America.
Yeah.
I'm currently trying to find a good quality suit to go to a wedding. Mm-hmm. And the only made in America suits I can find online are minimally $800.
Well, how much can you get them for if they're imported?
You could go as cheap as $60.
$60 for a suit?
If you shop at the right place.
What's that? The second hand store? I don't. How could you get a suit for $60?
You know, JCPenney, that kind of stuff. But I want quality stuff. I don't want to support China.
Yeah. I don't know. That's been that way for a while, though, hasn't it, Mike?
For the most part, yes.
Yeah.
But it's not getting better.
No, it's not. That's for sure. Thanks for the call, Mike. 844-500-4242. 413 says 8 ounces of Ruffles potato chips, $5.59. You know, the thing... Potato chips is one of those things. I don't think you need to buy Ruffles, though. You need to. You could do a lot better than that if you go for the generic brand.
We had a cookout the other day, and we bought Ruffles potato chips just to have out for people to eat. I generally don't eat them. I just had a couple. And, oh, these are disgusting.
Well, I'll eat them, but I'm just...
They're so loaded down with oil.
I know, but you can get them just as loaded down and just as oversalted in the generic brand as you can in the Ruffles. You know, I don't think that's one of those things. I don't think you need to get the high quality or the non-generic brand. 844-500-4242. 781 says, I have a photo of the old Townhouse crackers. It was 16 ounces, now 13.8. So there it is, because I noticed it was 13.8 ounces, and it seemed like that it was 16 ounces in the old days. 844-500-4242, 603. Officer Mark says, I'm going to deliver your market basket tissues next week. Apparently a shipment fell off a truck, and I happened to recover it. And it went into the evidence room, I'm sure, Officer Mark. Although we finally did get some of those box tissues. We got it at Trader Joe's. They weren't even all that expensive, but you know, it's nice. It would be nice to have more. Thank you. I would appreciate that, Officer Mark. 844-500-4242. Pete, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, hey Howie. Good to talk with you again. And you know, I go down to the ghetto basket, and I go to...
Come on, come on, don't call it that.
No, the market basket, okay?
Yeah.
And so when I go down there, I see the prices rising, I see less for more money, and I'm thinking to myself, well, what's wrong with this picture? You know what's wrong with this picture? It's called government. And here we go again. And you know what? I have no faith in the election process. Because this country, it doesn't matter who you vote for, it still ends up the same.
Well, I agree with you up to a point. But, you know, I mean, it's certainly different under Brandon than it was under Trump, isn't it? Because Trump knew what to do. And he basically what he knew how to do was get out of the way. That's the most important thing in a government. 844-500-4242. So I was right about the Townhouse crackers. It's and again, I think the thing is that they feel like most people, when they go to get a replacement, don't have the old product there, so they're able to pull it out. They're able to get away with it. But you know, if you buy it, I bought those crackers, you know, every couple of months for years, so I can just feel it in my hand. Diesel, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Diesel.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
I'm having to eat Hydrox instead of Oreos now because the price is going up so much on Oreos.
Yeah. Now that's one of the things where I think Oreos are superior. Do you think Hydrox are the same?
No, Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Is that one of those trick questions, Howie?
No, I was just asking him whether he thought I was, a dilettante for still wanting to buy Oreos rather than Hydrox. But my aunt used to buy Hydrox because they were cheaper when I was a little kid, Diesel. They're harder to bite down on, aren't they?
They're horrible. Howie, this whole vaccine mandates and all this stuff, I have been fighting this. Me and my wife have been fighting this all week trying to get my son into college because he has a legitimate medical issue.
Yeah.
And the state of Maine has fought us the whole way. And I hate to drop a name, but Doug Thomas from Representative Doug Thomas told me to reach out to you. And I'm not an emailer. I am just a blue-collar worker. Me and my wife work very hard. And I just...
I don't know what I can do for you, Diesel. I mean, can't you reason with them? I guess you can't because it's a college. And all these colleges still want to keep these mandates in effect. But the CDC has basically said the shot... Didn't Deborah Birx actually say the vaccines don't work? I mean, she's promoting a book, but she actually said that, Diesel.
Yes, she did. And we got an email today that if you took one shot, one Pfizer shot, that's fine. Well, that's not vaccinated. I mean, this stuff is crazy. This stuff is crazy, Howie, and I appreciate you.
What are you going to do, Diesel? Diesel, what are you going to do?
I can lawyer up, but I have a son that he's probably going to lose interest in this, and I'm going to hopefully he can find a job doing something productive and be a productive citizen in society. That's what I'm hoping for.
I'm sorry, Diesel. And, you know, given what they learn or don't learn in colleges these days, it might be better off if he just went right into the workforce or got some kind of trade. You know, that might be the better way to go long term. But I know he probably been dreaming of going to college his whole life. All right. 844-500-4242, 917. My mother was from Leominster and she was Hydrox all the way. Let's face it, Hydrox is cheaper. That's the main attraction. I would say the only attraction of Hydrox. 508 says Ritz are better crackers anyway. I disagree. I prefer Townhouse. Personal privilege.
They're more buttery.
Exactly. Very well put. That's it. Exactly. 844-500-4242. What's your Let's Go Brandon story? You can either call us at 844-500-4242 or you can text us to 617-213-1066. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. Mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment.
The trustees have a few suggestions they would like to submit to you.
I think you know what the trustees can do with their suggestions.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Eight four four 500-4242 978. I love to fish, and bait has gone from $1 for a couple of mackerel to $1 each. Here's 954. What is it going to take to get Brandon and Mayor Pete to resolve the transportation issues in the LA? Over 2 weeks ago, there were 36,000 containers on the dock. There should have been 9,000. The person interviewed said there were not enough train operators or truck drivers. Well, haven't they changed the emissions regulations for trucks, and they put a lot of the trucks in California out of commission, basically? They still run, but they just can't use them to deliver anything. Soon barges will be floating offshore. The White House said they would try to arrange a meeting in a couple of weeks, exclamation point. I own a 41-year-old retail store in Cape Cod. This is our make-it-or-break-it season. Has Brandon calculated the amount of default Small Business Administration loans if he does not support the businesses that rely on those shipments? Well, I can't answer that question, 954, but I can tell you that I'm on the mailing list of the New Hampshire Democrat Party, and Guess who's coming to New Hampshire on September 24th? Just got the excited email.
Oh. Oh yeah.
Mayor Pete is coming. He was going to address some special fundraising dinner. I guess he didn't get the message that Brandon opened up his account for 2024. I think he had to do that. I still don't think he's running. But Mayor Pete is too busy, campaigning for president in 2024 to actually handle any of the duties of his job. Crash, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Crash.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Can you hear me? Yeah, no, I go to shows, and the wife and I, we like to pick up every once in a while. We get busy. You know, we both work. We'll pick up a roasted chicken, $5.99. Now it's $7.99. But wait, it's on sale for $5.99. I like how these sales for $5.99 are adjusted so you can get used to the $7.99.
Yeah, I've noticed that too, Crash. The stuff they have it in the at the edge of the aisles. You know, they pay extra for that, and they like it's a great deal. And you say, huh? This is supposed to impress me? That's a very good point, Crash. That's part of the whole Bidenflation situation, the Brandonflation. 844-500-4242-508. Brandon will be in Boston on September 12th. Oh, that's exciting news too. Sal.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Hey.
Hi, Sal.
How are you, bud?
Good.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to cash in my 401k. I'm not even 59 yet. I'll pay the penalty. I'll buy all the used cars I can to set up for myself when California, you know, prevents us from buying used cars at 2035. I'll probably make more money buying a 10-year-old car and selling it in 35 than my 401k.
Sal's referring to the fact that California is going to outlaw the sale of normal internal combustion vehicles in 2035. And now all these other states, including Massachusetts, are supposed to fall in behind. And they're trying to repeal the law in Virginia, thank goodness. But the attorney general says that they can't just do it by fiat. They're going to have to get the legislature to do it. I'm Howie Carr.